as well. In the United Kingdom, the Children's Commissioner, that's what they have out there, has warned parents that they must intervene to stop their children overusing social media and consuming time online like junk food. They said they just spend way too much time. They have launched a 5-day campaign to get children from binging on social media. A male Google software engineer's manifesto against the company's diversity initiatives has now gone viral, prompting a backlash and causing the tech giant's diversity chief to respond. The document is titled Google's Ideological Echo Chamber. It details his opinion that the firm should focus more on ideological diversity and less on initiatives to hire more women and people of color. It takes Google to task for its left bias, that's what he says, and argues the disparity between men and women in tech is not a result of sexism, but of biological differences. It's an outrage. Lauren Weinstein, who watches the internet for us, of course. Lauren, this thing's taken off all over the place.
Yeah, this is a story that has just exploded. And what happened here is that this was not a senior Google employee. This wasn't a Google policy paper or anything. Google has an extremely open and frank, robust internal discussion environment, which is good for Google and it's good for us, the Google users. A lot of things get hashed out. But this guy wrote something that was just so, frankly, because it's been leaked now, and what the motives were of the people who leaked it, I can't even really imagine. It was so outrageous and went back to the old, women can't do programming, women can't do tech stuff because they're women, because they're biologically different. This blew up inside Google. I mean,
oh my God,
people,
yeah.
You can imagine how people reacted there, and then it leaked out, and people reacted on the outside. And I was just, you know, I've been in this industry a long, long time. We know it's probably too long. And ever since I was at UCLA, I have seen people make that kind of argument. They're women. They can't do programming. They can't do math. They can't do physics.
Baloney.
They can't do complicated things. It's absolute baloney. But there is a different truth. And that truth is that women are driven out of those fields by men because there were so many men in these fields, in computer science, in programming, in these other technical fields. They treat women like dirt. They belittle them. They do everything possible to try to make them fail. I have seen this now for decade after decade after decade. And to see somebody inside Google, even though just, you know, a low-level, you know, engineering employee, to say something like that, just I can understand why people inside the company got so upset. It got me upset. And you'd think we'd be getting past this now in the 21st century, but we have so much work left to do.
I guess. And very quickly, the commissioner out there in the United Kingdom warning parents, hey, get your kids off social media. They're binging too much. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you said that was like a 5-day program.
Yeah.
I kind of have my doubts about how effective a 5-day program will be at trying to substitute for parents not taking responsibility on a daily basis for what their children are doing on the internet.
Unbelievable. Lauren, thanks so much. Lauren Weinstein, of course.